Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less candidate, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency. Speaking Wednesday at the White House, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following the death of his son in May.
The grieving process. I've said all along what I've said time and again to others, that it may very well be that that process, by the time we get through it, closes the window on mounting a realistic campaign for president, that it might close. I've concluded it has closed.
Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives John Boehner has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan.
I think Paul is going to get the support that he's looking for, but he laid out a very clear vision of how he would run the speakership, and I thought the members responded very well to it.
Ryan says he will run for House Speaker, but only if he has the support of all factions within the party. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors, that amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. There were scuffles Wednesday between protesting students and police outside Parliament Building in Cape Town. The White House criticized Russia Wednesday for what it called a red carpet treatment of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Moscow. A spokesman accused Mr. Assad of using chemical weapons on his own people and said Russian airstrikes against Syrian rebels are counterproductive. This is VOA News. Protests were reported Wednesday in the Republic of Congo's capital, Brazzaville, after fighting between opposition supporters and security forces left several dead on Tuesday. Nick Long reports.
Reports said several dozen youths tried to put up roadblocks on an avenue near Brazzaville's airport Wednesday and that police responded by firing tear gas. A group of protesters also gathered outside a police station in the Makalele district, prompting the army to send troops there. But elsewhere, a tense calm seemed to have been restored after Tuesday's violence. An activist with the Human Rights Association in Brazzaville, Luamba Moke, told VOA at midday Wednesday that he had not heard any gunshots, but the capital's streets were less busy than usual. Nick Long, Goma.
Britain and China have signed agreements worth more than $60 billion. The signing came as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron. It is the second day of the Chinese leader's visit to Britain. Cameron said Britain could not have a frank discussion with China about issues such as human rights if it did not have a strong economic and trade relationship with the country.
So I totally reject the idea you either have a conversation about human rights and steel or you have a strong relationship with China. I want both.
David Cameron. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but warned the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate in Iran and elsewhere. Here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
You know, it's obviously no secret this was very controversial. But I hope that everyone who is for the agreement and everyone who is opposed to the agreement can at least come together now to support its full and verifiable implementation. That is what is key.
John Kerry. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Ban met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Meanwhile, there were two more attempted Palestinian attacks on Israelis on Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flew to Germany for talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. He accused Palestinian leaders of inciting violence.
If we want to have peace, we have to stop terror. And to stop terror, we have to stop incitement. And I think it's important that the international community demand of President Abbas to stop the incitement and stop spreading the lies about the Jewish state, and about Israel's policies.
Mr. Netanyahu is to meet Thursday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini in Berlin. Taking a brief look at market activities. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today, and in Europe, stock markets were up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.